So how did you manage the beginning time and or the transition from your former job to your true destiny, financially, temporarily, relationship, environment, and whatever?
So I was working my job and doing my business, you know, on the side, but it felt like I had three jobs because I was doing that morning, evening, weekend. I started dating my husband at the time, and I told him, we don't go out because I got to work. And on weekends, we only have one day off, so we can hang out, but you have to also take pictures of me and go with me to events and stuff. He understood and was very supportive. So that was one thing that really helped, is having a supportive partner that, you know, supports your ideas, even if they don't see the money coming in yet, right? Sometimes the business, the money comes later and it's idea first and you have to put some work in. So I was super fortunate to find someone, to have someone that believed in me, supported me, didn't, you know, give me crap about not being able to go out on weekends as much. He understood that I had a bigger mission, and he understood that, you know, if this worked, which we were hoping it did, that we would be able to both work in the business and be free and not have to work for other people that we don't, and jobs that we don't even like, right? So I'm glad that I was with someone that was able to see that vision. Financially, I was fortunate enough to be making enough money in my business to transition and leave and replace my salary. And so my goal was to at least, I was like, even if it's just 60%, I'm going to leave because I can't take it anymore. But I was fortunate enough to get to the point where I replaced my marketing director salary, something that I'm super proud of. And also emotionally, it was tough. It was tough. There was always in the back of my mind, like, what are you doing? People would kill to have this job. People wish they would have a six-figure salary. People, like, would kill for a job in entertainment, especially in LA. Like, what are you doing? But my other thoughts was like, you know what? Someone would love to have this job, and they would do great at it because they would love it. And I'm just here taking up the space of someone else that would be happy to be in a job that doesn't have a business idea. So at the end of the day, I listened to that person, my other person, and was like, you know what, like this, I know that this is not what I want to do. And I need to take the leap, even if I have to risk failure, you know, who knows if it was going to work. But now I'm so glad that I took that leap. It was very hard. It was, even when I left, I still had anxiety. I would still feel like, oh my God, what am I doing? Did I just make a huge mistake? Should I have just stayed there for longer? Should I have saved up more money? You know, all those thoughts of self-doubt. But the resilience kicked in and I was like, come on, we could do this. And, you know, I was one of those people, like, if it doesn't, if I have to drive for Uber, if I have to get a side job, I'll do it. But I know that this business is going to work. It's just going to take a matter of time. So a lot of it was pumping myself up, like, you could do it, you could do it. I meditate. I do affirmations. I have a very strong morning practice. So that helped me as well. I do a lot of gratitude journaling, meditation, and yoga as well. I've been practicing yoga for 18 years, so that's been helping me. So I think you need to have those tools in place, because if you don't have something in place to prime and control those thoughts, they can definitely overtake you.
Okay, then I can skip some questions. Thank you. So how did you find this deep trust that the past is every day the right one? And how did you manage to always stay in your belief?
Oh, man, I think, to be honest with you, I don't know. I think it's just something that just happened intuitively. in reality, like did I build the trust over time? Probably building a muscle that, okay, if I fall down, I get back up. I fall down, I get back up. And that repetition, I guess I knew that, oh, I'll get up either way. I've been through some hardships as well, and I was able to get up. So I guess, like, scientifically, I saw evidence that I was able to come back. That would be the logical explanation for that. But the spiritual explanation is, I think that I was just meant to do it, and I'm being called and pulled towards that. And sometimes unexplainably, you guys, you know, sometimes we have ideas that just come up and we don't know where they came from, but they're there. And to me, I've been learning more and more to trust that intuition, because it's been right so far. It's been right so far. So if I do hear like ideas in my mind, I come at it with a place of curiosity and be like, oh, that could be cool. Let me try that. And I think I've just been paying attention to what are the thoughts that come up, and being open to, like, maybe that is something I want to do, and let me try it. If it works, great. If it doesn't, great.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's have a small look into your business. How did you do it, and how long did it take you to gain monetary value during your path?
Got it. So I run two businesses, the blog, the LA Girl, and then the school for influencers. And so the LA Girl, I started 5 years ago. It took me about 6 months to monetize. So for the first 6 months, made no money. I would get, you know, invites to events, and I would get free stuff. Like, people would send me free products to feature on my blog and my Instagram and Twitter. But I didn't start seeing money about 6 months in. And I would just get, you know, a couple $100 here, there, nothing enough to, you know, to eat and to live on. And then it took about 2.5 years of doing that to actually start replacing my income. So it took about 2.5 years. So it took a long time. And then after that, I started the membership. And actually, that's 2.5 years. Here's a numerology pattern. 2.5 years to this day that we started the membership. And the membership, it was a slow start. I started at $27 a month, and I had 20 members, which was, you know, about $500 a month, not even. But I was like, yes, because to me, in my mind, if I can make $500, I can make $5,000. If I can make $5,000, I can make $500,000. 1,000 a time, right? So I was like, oh my God, I can sell something that I built once. You know, I like showing up for my group, and I support them on a weekly or monthly basis. But I was like, wow, imagine if I have 2,000 members or 1,000 members. And so I was obsessed. I became obsessed with the business, and, you know, creating funnels and all of that stuff excites me. I know a lot of people are like, oh no, funnels, tech, marketing. But as a marketer, I'm like, ooh, conversion rates, ooh, ROI, ooh, return on ad spend. And then when I started getting to ads and running them for myself, I was so excited. I know people are like, what a nerd. I'm a total numbers girl. I'm a nerd. I like knowing all my numbers. I love seeing the back end, building funnels, building flow charts. My husband's a software developer, so he helps a lot with all the back end stuff that I can't do. So he makes sure everything works. This business, we just crossed our $50,000 a month revenue goal this month. And so we have 750 members, and we're on our way to have 1,000 members probably in the next month or so.
Wow, that sounds really, really good. I love that stuff. So the people can learn a lot about success and about business. That's really, really good. On your way to success, did you have, you told me that, okay, no parties or whatever. Did you have to do and or without other things or ways, or did everything come together and on the way that it is important to you?
There was definitely, like, of course, my personal life did have to be sacrificed a little bit. Like I said, like, you know, we kind of dated in the beginning because I was like, okay, I have to get to know this person before I make them work for me. Just kidding. Yeah, so we had some dating, but then also I would merge our dates with work because I would get invited by a bunch of restaurants to go have dinner and to feature them. So I was like, at least you don't have to pay for dinner, but you have to help me take pictures and you have to be okay with me documenting my work on Instagram. And he didn't complain. And we've been fortunate enough that like my work would be like, go to a concert or go on a trip. And I don't think he was complaining about getting free hotel rooms and free flights to Maui and that kind of stuff. So I was fortunate enough to be able to build a business where it was fun to work and do that stuff. But you know, now like, we work all the time. Like even though I have the flexibility to not work, I love my job so much and I'm super passionate about it. A lot of my coaching calls are on the weekends. So it's just natural that I do have weekend work, and it's not something that I don't look forward to. I actually love coaching so much that Saturday morning coaching call, Sunday morning coaching call is fun for me. And, you know, my husband and I, we love hiking. And so we just try to make sure, well, right now we haven't been doing that because we've been staying home and on lockdown. And a lot of the trails are closed here in California because there's just too many people here. So when we were able to, we were struggling with taking time off. Like a whole day was really hard for us. And sometimes we're on the beach and trying to relax. And then we're talking about our funnel. So we... when we were in Mallorca last October, we're trying to relax and we're like, did you get that funnel thing going up? Is that automation kicking in? Let me check really quick. So that is something that you have to know, is that if you are starting a business like this, like unless you have a team that's handling everything, like you're going to be very involved. And luckily we love our job. We love what we do and we're very involved, but we did just hire our first full-time employee. So we've had like part-timers and contractors before, but now we've been hiring more and building a team. Our goal is so that if we go on a two-week backpacking expedition, the business will still be running. That's kind of our gauge. So we're hoping to be able to pass on and delegate more. But I think for everyone who's just starting a business and only like 3 years old or under 5 years old, you kind of have to be more involved with it and still set up the systems and kind of be present. And we just like it that way. So yeah, so we've been having to use a lot of our personal time with the business.
I see this picture, Gwenlyn having coaching while she is cooking and hiking and playing with the child. One moment, please. Okay, let's do it together.
Great. Yes, exactly. Yeah, I think it's like you have to kind of adapt and be flexible. But we do try and like do the stuff that we love to do. But luckily, we're able to do both while working. So,
okay, what specific situations have kept you back again and again, and what kept you on track to follow your heart during these difficult situations?
Yeah, I think a lot of it was, like I said, those intuitive moments where something was like, you know, you can do better than this, or you know, there's something else you need to be doing right now. And so there was always those thoughts in my head and that pull to something greater and deeper. And like I told you, it was kind of unexplainable, but I think you know what I'm talking about. Like there's something missing or there's something pulling you. And so I think I became aware of it and I acknowledged it. And I decided that I was going to be courageous enough. So I think that's the main thing that I've seen, is like making that decision, because sometimes we're like half foot in, half foot out. Oh, maybe I'm going to do it. Maybe I'm not. But once I decided, like, this is the business that I'm going to create, this is the legacy that I'm going to leave behind, then I'm a big, you know, believer in manifestation, and that once you put your mind to it, everything, the universe conspires, and it feels like I'm on the right track emotionally too. And intuitively, I just feel like, no, this is what I'm meant to do. Yeah, I took a lot of detours. I took a lot of, you know, challenging drives. And like, there were times where there were lots of setbacks. There were times where I almost gave up. And there were times where I would cry because someone would write me a nasty email and, like, you know, trolls on the internet. We all know that that happens. People hating on you and saying, like, oh, you should be giving all this stuff away for free if you really wanted to help people. And I'm like, great, yeah. And there were times where, you know, like, I was emotionally affected because, you know, as someone who puts their story out there and my experience in my life is in my programs, when someone's like, oh, I want to cancel, this is shit, and I didn't learn anything. I used to be very affected about that, and instead of realizing, like, you know, some people don't want to do the work or whatever, they just want their money back and it's not the right fit. So I've learned that. But before, I would really internalize it and I would have a horrible day and I would read the email and I'm like, oh, is it really bad? Do I need to redo my course? Like, what's wrong? And so my husband said, I'm not allowed to read customer emails anymore. I've been fired from my customer support team. I'm no longer allowed to read refund requests because it emotionally affects me. So I think that also putting a boundary on your energy, right? Like, I am not able to teach my best and coach my students 100% if I have in my mind, like, oh, someone wanted a refund this morning. You know, I just have to accept that that's part of business. There's always going to be unhappy customers that whatever their problem is, whether it's financial or they realize they don't want to do the work, because my stuff actually requires you doing the work and going through the modules, and it's like school. And so I had to put in systems in place so that I don't read those emails anymore. So my husband and the team handle that now. And so that when I do show up for my students, I'm in a 100% positive space.
Okay. Is there anything you regret not having recognized earlier?
Oh man, so many things. So when I first started my business, you know, we started as a membership, and then I would see a course about, oh, you should do a course or you should do a high ticket program. So I flip-flopped a lot. I had squirrel syndrome. I don't know if that's what they call it with you guys. It's shiny object syndrome, where you see a shiny object and you're like, oh, let's do that. So I was always flip-flopping instead of just sticking and focusing to one thing, which we are now doing. So I tried numerous things. And what I realized is that as much as I am resilient and successful and good at what I do, I'm also human, and I only have a limited amount of energy. And so if I'm trying to do three things at once, that energy is split up into three things instead of just one thing. And so if there is one regret, it was trying to do too many things at once, and forgetting that, you know, I do need to sleep too, and I do need to eat and do other human things. And I know I can do all of those three things, but just not all at the same time and alone. I think if I had to go back, or if I could go back, I would have just focused on one thing, make sure that's monetized first, and then move on to another thing and hire people to help me, because there's just too many moving parts. And as someone who it was just me and my husband helping me out a little bit, like, that was just too much to expect. So I would adjust expectations and make sure that they're manageable and not give yourself too high of an expectations, because I think setting realistic expectations so you're not disappointed because you're not superhuman and you don't have 50 hours in a day. So yeah, that's definitely one of my regrets.
Okay. Whoa. What is the most valuable knowledge for you?
I was actually just talking to one of my students about this today because she was asking, you know, should I do this or should I do this or should I do this? And the one valuable piece of advice that I got is that there is no right choice. There's no one right choice. There's no one right answer. Whatever you pick is the right answer. And whatever, as long as you 100% believe in that path and that you are 100% committed. And so I always thought before, oh, I should do this, or someone said do this, which one? I'm so confused, I'm stuck. But really that was just an excuse for me not to pick one and just stick to it and see what happens and see the results. And so that's like kind of the most valuable piece of advice, is that whatever you choose is the right choice. And at that moment, and as long as you believe that that is the right choice for you and that it's going to work and you're going to do everything you can, then that is the right choice for you. And whatever anyone says, it's completely different experience. We're all on our own path. And just because it didn't work for someone doesn't mean it's not going to work for you. Just because it worked for someone doesn't mean it will work for you too. You just have to experience it. And let's say it's not the right decision in a year from now. That's totally fine to change your mind. And, but you do have to commit to that choice and believe in that choice.
Okay. Let's dive much more deeper. You talked about it because you asked this question for you very early in your life.
Yes.
What do you think, what is life really about?
Oh man, that is some deep questions. These are like, this is like autobiography questions. I think life is really about understanding that this is just an experience. This is, to me, this is one of the things that I realize, like, I take things way too seriously. I think like one path will just, this is the path. And what I realize that no, that we're just in, like, I know this sounds weird, maybe you don't think it's weird, but I think it's like a game. And it's just like choose your own adventure. You know, those books where you choose one way and then there's all these things that go and then you choose the other way, but you can't be there thinking, oh, I should have chosen the other way. And so for me, I think I just have to be present and like be present in my choices and know that this is the experience right now. And if I want a different experience, I could choose a different door tomorrow. And I think that once I started thinking of it in that perspective, that this is just all a fun experience and get the most out of it. And if I'm most fulfilled by helping people, then I go do that. And so I think like I follow my heart, I listen to my intuition, and I'm having the most fun right now. So it feels like I'm on the right track.
Okay. So life is just a game?
Yeah, life is just a game and might as well have fun and not, you know, take it too seriously or stay somewhere that you're not having fun. You know, like there's this whole other door. There's another door. There's always another door. You can go through it. You could be scared. You don't know what's in there, but you do. There is always another door and you can decide to see what's behind it or not, or stay where you are.
Is that as well your ideal that you are following?
Yes. Yes, okay. Definitely. So like for now, right now, I check in with myself every day. Like, is this still fun? Is this still making you happy? Does this still feel good to you? And if ever the answer is no, I am okay to start over again. I'm okay to be like, okay, what's next? Or, you know, let's see what else is now interesting to me. And I'm one of those people who have so many ideas, so I know a lot of things are coming up. But right now, today, in this moment, I know that this is where I'm supposed to be.
So you are a teacher for your members.
Yes.
For the moment, what can people learn from you, your know-how, or your experiences?
Yeah, so I help people build their brand, their personal brand. So, you know, creating kind of their business based on who they are. And so I help them define themselves, like, who are you as a brand? Just like these big brands, right? They have all these identities, right? Disney has their own identity. They're fun. They're all about magic and being playful. And so I help people figure out what is their brand identity, who are they as a brand, and how do they communicate to their audience, and how do they build communities? Sorry about that. That's my puppy. I help them connect with their community by putting themselves out there, sharing their stories. And so when they build these communities, there's now people or brands or services and products that want to get in front of their audience, similar to entertainment, right? A show has an audience, and then a show can have commercials. And so the monetization piece is that brands can run a commercial in your show, and your show could be on Instagram. Your show can be on YouTube. Now anybody has their own channel. Now, for me, this is kind of like the democracy of entertainment industry. It's, you don't have to be on CBS or Fox or CNN. No, this is the Gwen Show. And if the brands want to buy advertising space in my channel, they can. And so I kind of help influencers realize that first you got to have a show, because you got to put yourself out there. You have to have content. And then if you want to sell TV spots or ad spots in your show, that's how you monetize. And then later on, if you want to start selling to your audience, maybe you have a physical product, a digital product, maybe you're a coach, then you can monetize to your audience, and you can also sell viewership to your audience. So there's two ways to monetize as an influencer, is B2B to brands and B2C to your audience directly.
Okay, thank you. So the last questions, what do you think is essential to live a full and happy life, and what is not necessary?
Wow. So I think what is essential is definitely trusting yourself and your intuition. If you do feel like there's something that you need to do, I think that it's essential to follow that and to go after it, because you don't want to live having the regret of, oh, I should have gone on that trip, or I should have started that business. And, you know, 10 years, like, time goes by so fast that it's like, I don't want you to still be thinking about that 20 years from now. Like, what if? So I think it's essential to be willing to do things and to be willing to fail. If it turns out that that wasn't the right decision, or if it doesn't work out, you know, I kind of like it to liken it to relationships, right? Like falling in love. You never know if it's going to work out or not. But even with a worst heartbreak, it could also be an amazing experience that you learn from and have magical memories from. So what I think is not essential is definitely blaming yourself or kicking yourself for having mistakes and having lessons. And I think we just all have to be thankful for the experience and grateful for what we learn in the journey. And usually we come out stronger and more resilient after we make those mistakes and experience those failures. And so I think that that's all part of the journey. And so I think once you realize that, okay, that was just part of it, part of my life movie coming out later. It becomes a more interesting game and interesting experience when you realize that, you know, that was all part of it.
Okay. So the last question, in one sentence, what is the most important message you want to convey to the readers and as well the viewers?
The most important, what is it, one sentence? Wow. I hate to sound cliche or like say something that's a quote.
What's good for you?
For me, it's, I think that's it. Don't be afraid to make mistakes and to go after something that may or may not work out, because if it does work out, it's definitely going to be worth it. So I think take a risk, take the risk, play the game. And most people that I know and have seen, and all the most successful people, they had to take some sort of risk or leap. And even if that was it, or maybe it was the next idea or the next, it paid off in the long run. And now we can see that, you know, it paid off.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Gwen. Wow, this was great. Thank you for your story. Thank you for your golden nuggets. Thank you for your smiling and your puppy.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me on. And I love hearing about you, and I love hearing about everything you're up to. And I'm excited to see everything come to America. And I think Americans are going to love seeing your stuff over here.
Danke, dass du dir meinen Podcast angehört hast. Ich hoffe, du konntest für dich so richtig viel mitnehmen. Wenn er dir gefallen hat, dann empfehle ihn gern weiter. Gib mir bei YouTube ein Like und bewerte ihn bei iTunes. Ich danke dir sehr dafür. Heute habe ich eine ganz besondere Überraschung für dich, denn vom 26. bis 30. Juli diesen Jahres findet das kostenfreie Shiro Summer Business Bootcamp statt. Ein fünftägiges intensives Bootcamp, mit dem du nicht nur die 7 wichtigsten Prinzipien für ein erfolgreiches Online-Business erlernst. Nein, du bekommst von mir alles, um noch diesen Sommer als New Female Hero voll durchzustarten. Denn während andere am Baggersee liegen und hoffen, dass nun alles endlich wieder besser wird, baust du dir dein eigenes erfolgreiches Online-Business auf. Basierend auf dem, was dir die größte Freude bereitet, nämlich deiner Bestimmung. Ruft es in dir schon lange danach, dir dein eigenes Business aufzubauen? Oder hast du vielleicht ein Business, aber irgendwie läuft es nicht so gut? Irgendwie hast du dennoch großen Respekt davor, jetzt den nächsten großen Step zu machen? Hast dich bisher nicht getraut oder wusstest auch einfach nicht, wie du es anstellen sollst? Oder bist du einfach nur mega frustriert in deinem Job, weil du dich dort nicht so ausleben kannst, wie du es willst? Weil man dich als Frau nicht wertschätzt mit dem, was und wie du bist? Man dich nicht wirklich sieht? Wusstest du, dass wir im deutschsprachigen Raum lediglich 16% Gründerinnen haben? Das darf und muss sich ändern, und dafür will ich auf jeden Fall einstehen. Diesen Sommer kann sich all das für dich ändern, vorausgesetzt du willst das. Das Shiro Summer Business Bootcamp sind 5 Tage intensiv for free für dich. 5 Tage Live-Training und Workshop, jeden Tag von 19 bis 21 Uhr. Das heißt, 2 Stunden rund ums Thema Bestimmung und Seelenplan. 2 Stunden zum Thema einzigartige Positionierung. 2 Stunden Erarbeiten eines Entrepreneur-Mindsets, das heißt, dich auf ein Mindset zu trainieren, was auf Erfolg programmiert ist. 2 Stunden New Marketing, denn Marketing funktioniert heute anders. Und 2 Stunden Future Sales. Ich habe für mich erkannt, dass das Thema Verkauf erstens für viele, gerade für Frauen, extrem negativ belegt ist, um es mal so auszudrücken. Und zweitens, du dich freuen kannst, weil Verkaufen nämlich heute und vor allem morgen total anders geht. Das werde ich dir aufzeigen. Das heißt also 5 Tage Mehrwert vom Feinsten. 5 Tage Step-by-Step Umsetzung der 7 wichtigsten Prinzipien für ein erfolgreiches Online-Business. Übrigens, Online-Business heißt nicht, dass du nur online arbeitest. Online-Business heißt einfach, dass du dir ein virtuelles, digitales Business aufbaust, mit dem du natürlich auch live arbeiten kannst. Du bekommst 5 Tage klares und ehrliches Feedback von den anderen Teilnehmerinnen, die genau wie du am gleichen Thema arbeiten. Somit bekommst du auch Zugang zur privaten Community, die exklusiv nur den Teilnehmerinnen zur Verfügung steht. Hier bekommst du die volle Unterstützung von allen Gleichgesinnten, werdenden oder schon vorhandenen Unternehmerinnen. Und du hast letztlich die Chance, am SSBB Award teilzunehmen, dem Shiro Summer Business Bootcamp Award, wo es darum geht, einen Preis zu gewinnen, der, und das kann ich dir jetzt schon sagen, seinesgleichen suchen wird. Sei also dabei und erzähl gerne auch deinen Freundinnen, Kolleginnen und Bekannten von dieser Chance. Den Link zur Anmeldung findest du wie immer in den Shownotes. Ich freue mich auf dich, weil ich weiß, das wird großartig. Hab ein erholsames und glückliches Wochenende. Alles Liebe hier von Ibiza, dein Siranus.